It's time once again to go beyond the counter. Today I'm at Maquoketa Care Center with Aaron Ehrig. Aaron, thanks for signing up to do this.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. It's a lot of fun to go around and kind of meet people and kind of find out what makes them tick, what got them into this business.
Absolutely.
And so how long have you been here at the Care Center?
So I started here January of 2025.
Okay.
I started as an AIT. So pretty much all of my training was beneath Amanda Carr, who was administrator Jackson Ridge and Maquoketa Care at the time.
Sure.
So I spent almost all of 2025 training beneath her, studying for my exams, passed my boards, and then kind of started to fully take the reins in January of this year.
Okay. And your official job title here is administrator?
Yes.
Okay. So what all does that entail?
I wear a lot of hats. Uh-huh. So being in a nursing home, long-term care, there's a lot of different moving parts that a lot of people don't realize.
Sure.
So most of what my job, per se, is kind of overseeing and maintaining the business functionality of this building. I make sure, you know, constantly auditing, constantly making sure things are going the way they're supposed to go, making sure our residents are taken care of.
Sure.
And making a lot of decisions. So that sums it up easily.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. Easily? I don't know. I don't know if easy is the right word for it. It takes kind of some certain skills that
yes,
not everybody has to do this role.
Yes, yes. You're constantly on the go, constantly on the job. My brain never shuts off, and I think any administrator you talk to would say the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's that type A personality, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very much a checklist person.
Okay.
But there's always that wrench thrown in your day.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to just maintain and keep rolling with the punches.
You got to have that schedule, but you got to be green and flexible, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Rigidity is not a good thing in this role. Kind of like radio that way, you know. I mean, I always joke with my staff and say, you know, if you're too rigid and things change, you're going to snap like a twig.
Right.
You know, so you want to be green like a branch and go with the flow.
Right.
Makes life a lot easier.
It sure does, yes.
So where'd you grow up?
So I am originally from Chicago.
Okay. So what brought you to Maquoketa?
I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I did my undergraduate at University of Iowa.
Okay.
It was after graduation. It was a Saturday. I wasn't doing nothing. No schoolwork, obviously. So I was walking around downtown Iowa City, and that is, I actually ran into my now husband.
Okay.
So that's how we met. It was just a fluke Saturday, you know, kind of a thing. We just started talking, and he's actually, his family farm is in the area.
Okay.
Just past Maquoketa Caves.
Gotcha.
So I had never been on a farm before. I'd never seen, like, corn or cows, which is crazy.
Was there a bit of a culture shock for you?
Completely. Funny story. So we were on his farm. He took me out on his side-by-side. And I'm not used to, like, all of the pollen here, so we're going through the fields, and I'm all of this pollen is around me, and I started swelling up my allergies.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, so I was covered head to toe and hives, and I looked at him, I was like, do you have some Benadryl I could take?
I'm having a really good time.
So we started off on a really good foot. Yes, but he converted me to the country girl, and I am now a small town living.
Okay. Yeah. And you like it here?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Any kids?
It. No kids yet.
No kids yet? Oh, you said yet.
Yet.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Yep.
So are you planning soon, or?
We're just going to kind of take it. If it comes, it comes.
There
if
you
it
go.
Doesn't, it doesn't.
There you go.
We're having fun, so.
Nothing wrong with
we're
that.
We're not rushing it.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So how many hours do you put in here on a regular week?
Ooh, that's tough. Every week looks different.
Sure.
So at least 45 to 50 hours. So I do my usually like 8 to 5, and then I go home and work from home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now is home in town or are you on a farm now?
So my husband and I actually bought a house down in Wheatland.
Okay.
But family farm is just down the Caves Road. So if I have a really long day and I just need to crash, I'll head to the farm.
Yeah.
But we've got two dogs at home, so we have a little tiny town of Wheatland.
Okay. What kind of dogs do you have?
We have a yellow lab
uh-huh.
and an Australian Shepherd.
Nice.
Yes.
They probably keep you plenty busy, too.
Oh, very busy. They're like my children.
Yes, they
very
are.
Much so.
Sure. Well, that's a good way to trial run it, right?
Correct. Correct. If we can handle two dogs, a baby
you'd
might be okay.
Be all right. Yeah, you would hope so anyway, right? Although there's that point in time where babies and dogs are very similar because they can't tell you what's wrong.
Correct.
And
then
after a while, you kind of wish they turned back into dogs and they couldn't tell you what's wrong.
Oh, goodness.
Because sometimes it's just silly stuff, you know.
Correct. Oh, yeah. They definitely keep you busy, so.
Sure, sure. So 45, 50 hours a week. How do you have time for yourself? What You know, do you force yourself to have time away, or how do you handle that?
It's definitely a work-life balance that I had to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is when I get home, I obviously spend time with the dogs. I take 10, 15 minutes outside with them, you know.
Yeah.
That's like cool my jets time.
Sure,
So spend time with them, you know, get in the house, make some dinner. My husband travels for work, so most of the time it's just me and the dogs at home during the week. But when he is home during the week, you know, we do some yard work. We did our flower beds the other weekend, so I'm maintaining watering those.
There you go. What kind of flowers did you plant?
Oh, I don't even know. I have no idea. Ones that I don't have to maintain.
Okay.
They just grow back.
Perennials.
Perennials, yes.
There you go. Yes, yep, I'm a big perennial fan myself.
Water them, so. And then they're good to go.
Yeah, they're good to go.
That's all I
do. Yes. That works for me as well. I'm a perennial guy through and through.
Yeah, I don't have a green thumb.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law does, but I can kill a cactus. So.
Good for you.
Yes, yes. I've done it that takes a few times, talent. Maybe.
Yes. What do you mean? You don't have to water it?
Right. Exactly. That's why I buy fake. I usually buy fake.
Well, there you go. Yeah, soap plants are great that way.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot easier. Then you just dust them every now and then. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. On weekends, which is crazy to say, my family back home still doesn't think this is true, but he's turned me into an avid hunter.
Really?
So we do lots of outdoor activities.
How fun.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm big into bow hunting,
nice.
Gun hunting.
Okay.
He's gotten me into turkey hunting this year.
There you go.
Yes, so all the things. I'm an outdoorsman, too.
There you go. Well, so growing up, you mentioned it was in Chicago, and your family is bewildered by this.
Correct.
So, you know, I mean, the first time, so you bumped into your husband in Iowa City.
Yeah.
You end up going out to this farm. You have all these horrible hives.
Yes.
And you just decided, I mean, there must have been a pretty good spark there.
Well, because when I first got to the farm, I had pulled up, and obviously I'd never been on a farm before.
Yeah.
And he came to my car, and I looked behind him,
mm-hmm.
and it was just rolling fields of corn, all the cows in the field. Yeah. I was mesmerized.
It's just gorgeous here, isn't it?
360 lifestyle from what I grew up from.
Yeah,
so I was just hooked.
Okay.
I was done. That was I was sold at that point.
There you go.
Yeah, and I still am today. It just, it amazes me.
Oh, I know. I love it here, and I've been here a couple of years.
It
was last time I was out in South Dakota.
Okay.
Flat and boring. Nothing there.
Right.
You know, you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks.
Right? Oh, I hear you.
You know, and now here it's just all these rolling hills. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
So we are kind of in a nice little slice.
It's very unique, yes, 100%. Yeah. And I tell everybody back in Chicago, once you come and you mm-hmm. see it, you would understand.
You'll get it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to describe.
Yes.
But then once they actually experience it,
Oh, yeah. It's life-changing. I mean, absolutely. Really, it truly is.
Yeah. So have you explored the caves much?
I did do the caves.
Yeah.
We're not avid cavers.
Uh-huh.
I would love to take our dogs, but they're a little reactive. So it's mostly just running out in the fields behind the farmhouse.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
So what's the next hunting trip?
Oh, we're going to be putting up deer stands here soon. Yeah. All the tree stands.
Okay. Which, getting them ready.
Yeah. Okay. That's a... takes a lot. A lot of patience.
Yeah, it does. Well, you got to get the right spot. Hope it's the right spot.
And we'll sit there and debate which tree to put in.
Of course.
For probably half an hour.
Well, you got to get the right line.
And we'll end up with the same tree last year. Yeah.
Did you guys tag any deer last year?
Oh, yes. I think my husband, for bow season, I think he got 6 does. I got 2 does. I got my first bow buck last season. He got a smaller bow buck. And then I didn't really gun hunt. I was busy with the building.
Sure.
But he did a lot. He took his rut vacation and all of his gun season vacations. So, yes, our freezer is full.
Freezer is stocked.
Yes. Okay. It's the best way to do it.
Absolutely it is. And now you're cooking wild game all the time.
All the time. It's all I eat now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a big shift, I guess, from growing up in Chicago.
Once you season it right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't taste it.
No, it's good stuff.
I tell everybody, you just got to try it.
Yeah. So how many family members from Chicago have come out, seen the scenery, and get it?
Oh, I think I've had... So my mom, my brother, and sister-in-law have come. My father and my stepmother have. So what is that? 5?
Yeah.
And then I have had my aunt and uncle. I had a cousin actually move here after visiting me. So yes, she's down in DeWitt.
Fantastic.
With her 2 kids. So yes, she has... succumb to the rural lifestyle.
She got it. She understood it.
She got it and she moved. Yeah. So I've had a good handful, at least 10 or 12.
Well, thank you for bringing in some fresh blood and bringing in people and
letting
them
experience
the Driftless area and all the beauty that we have here. And the small town living is great.
It truly is. Yeah. I would never move back to a big city.
Gotcha. So, Aaron, we're kind of getting to the point of the interview here where I like to ask people as we kind of get close to wrapping it up about any secret hidden talents that you might be comfortable sharing.
Oh, boy.
Were you a musician in school, or did you do any acting or anything like that?
So back in my middle school, high school days, I don't know if it's a big thing around here, but back in Chicagoland, show choir.
Show choir, yes. Sure.
Is that a big thing around here?
You know, I'm not certain on that, but I did it when I was in high school and college.
Kind of like Glee. A lot of people know. A little bit, like Glee. Yeah, so I did that through middle school and high school. And then in my past life, I was a big volleyball player.
Okay.
So I played it. I think I started at age 6. I played all the way through high school, and then I played on the club team at Iowa.
Nice.
So, yeah. So you had to try out for all of that stuff, too. Yeah. So, yeah. Sports was a big aspect.
Have you thought about getting back into volleyball at all? Because I know they do, like, the summer leagues at Timber Lane.
Yes. Yeah. So there actually was that new event center built in DeWitt.
Yes.
Murphy's. Something Murphy, I believe.
I don't remember the exact name, but I know what you're referring to.
But they have a sand volleyball court, and they're doing leagues this summer. So I thought about joining and dipping my toes back in.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
May as well. It's fun.
I know. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So show choir and some volleyball.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I got to use my height somehow.
You are tall.
6'1". So a lot of people, they have to look up to me. So
Does your husband? Or do you get to look up to him?
He is just a hair shorter than I am.
Oh, so, he's shorter?
Yes,
okay.
Just a hair.
All right.
But
so no heels for you?
No. No. I like bare feet nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I guess country living again. It comes right back, right?
Right, yeah.
A little more grounded that
yes,
way.
Yes, 100%.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really fun getting to know you.
Yeah,
and
thank
what
you.
What a neat thing. So if people are interested in Maquoketa Care Center or any of the services that you guys offer, we'll kind of come back full circle here to the business side of things.
Okay.
What's the best way to get a hold of you, or do you have a website or Facebook page?
So we have our phone number, 563-652-5195. On our website, it's just maquoketacarecenter.com. I did include a feature on there where it's a schedule a tour. So if you don't have... you know, cell service to call or anything like that. You can schedule a tour through the facility website, and it automatically goes to my calendar. So it'll pop up on my calendar. It'll already schedule it. And then family would just have to show up for that time, whatever they pick.
Awesome.
And we could do a tour that way.
Okay. So do you have any available space now for residents?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. My calendar is always free.
Perfect. And what about employment opportunities for staff?
Yes, so we're currently looking for nursing. We have, I believe, one opening in the kitchen right now. And then we always hold applications for at least 6 months.
Okay.
So if anything does open up, we can look to those applications and see if anybody would be a good fit.
Awesome. Erin, thanks so much for doing this. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you.
Hey,
thank
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure. You bet. Erin Ehrig here. She is the administrator at Maquoketa Care Center as we go beyond the counter on KMAQ.